Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin.
Hello.
Vin, you've survived a very cold week in the United Kingdom.
It's been quite quite enjoyable, I think,
for me. Yeah, London's beautiful, and I imagine the rest of the country looks pretty good too, but yeah, I think we've survived quite well.
Yeah, man. It's just that thing, isn't it? Everyone's reaction is always like a little child, yeah. And then, oh no,
I know,
what
I know.
A headache. But no, I've been loving it.
Yeah, it's been good. I realised that I'm very short in the glove department.
Yeah, well, so I've got so many single gloves.
Why do you end up with one glove? Then? Just leave them on the plane?
Well, exactly. And why don't not on the plane, but yeah. Why don't I just throw it away in that case?
Yeah, I've made it sound like you're a regular jet setter, like you fly in from Vauxhall every day in your helicopter. It's like John Kennedy and his vinyl car that I talk about.
Yeah, it's Chariots of Vinyl.
Chariots of Vinyl. That's what we should call our band. What a great Evening Show podcast. It's rammed today. Lots of good stuff. I've got Blossoms, who are back with new music. They came in and visited us this week.
All five of them.
It was great.
All the Blossoms.
Thinking back to my days in newspapers, if I thought a band were going to come in and tell me about getting drunk in the mayor's office and basically embarrassing each other for their growing egos, I thought that would have been a pretty good interview.
But it's like they've engineered their own like fictional spat where the band have fallen out.
It's fantastic. It might just be a very clever ploy to cover up the fact that they actually all want to kill each other, but who knows? They were great. Kelly Jones was on the phone from Nottingham, managing to survive the Beast from the East. He came on the show, described the drummer Jamie's outfit, which is always rather colourful. And also on the show this week, we had a great new Scottish artist that I'm really, really into, Lewis Capaldi. He was funny, Vin, wasn't he? He's a good lad.
He was great, yeah.
I loved the way that he was correcting his Scottish for everybody else's benefit.
Ken, I mean no.
That was brilliant. He's a lovely, lovely lad. And also, classic album chat on Monday was one of my favourite Kasabian albums, West Rider Popper Lunatic Asylum. Really took me back to 2009-2010. It was great stuff. Hope you enjoy. This is the Evening Show podcast.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
There's a man on the phone right now who played an unbelievable gig on Saturday night in Scotland. I had loads of mates there. He said it's one of the best they'd ever seen. Kelly Jones from Stereophonics, how are you doing, sir?
Hello, Gordon. How are you, mate?
I'm brilliant, man. You time your gigs in Scotland very well, Kelly, because you play...
We did.
You know, Scotland thump England. I was thinking you were going to get a tough reception after Wales pumped Scotland, but you got it right, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a good result against England that day. It was amazing, mate. Yeah, I mean, it's always amazing up there, but to be up there on a Saturday, the day they beat England, they were very, very excited people.
Kelly, last time I saw you after a gig, you went home quite promptly afterwards. Did you enjoy yourself on Saturday night, or were you being a sensible rock lord?
Where did I go? Oh, I had to go on to Lorraine Kelly that day, didn't I?
I did.
I had to leave the Cardiff University to get to London to do Lorraine Kelly in the morning. I had a couple of beers the other night. Yeah, it was good. We're in Nottingham tonight, though, the Rock City.
Ah, oh, fantastic. So, you're enjoying the tour this time, Kelly. Do you still have the same hunger for those gigs? Yeah, is it good?
No, I'm loving it, mate. I mean, the band's in a brilliant place. I mean, the last three albums particularly, we're all in a really good place, and you know, releasing some of the records by ourselves as well, and you know, the response we've had, it's like 16, 17 year old kids in the front row, man. It's been a proper resurgence of different people finding and discovering the band and loving it. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Superb, man. Now, Kelly, you've got a long and illustrious festival history, and you're headlining another festival, Rise Festival in Chelmsford, on, I think it's the 18th, isn't it, alongside Liam Gallagher. You must have appeared in a few bills over the years with Liam.
Yeah, I think we did Reading Festival together, that's an Oasis, back in the day. And we've done Fuji Rock in Japan. We've done quite a lot with the boys, really. So looking forward to that. It's nice to see, you know, that the festival is, you know, there's a lot of bands back on the thing. I think every festival the last few years has gone a bit pop orientated. This has got a bit more of a mix going on, you know. Plan B are back out as well. You know, I like Plan B stuff.
Yeah.
Rag and Bone Man, I thought that was a good record as well, so it'd be good, look forward to it. So we'll be doing the Rise Festival in August, so get down there, people. It's going to be rocking. You got Liam and you got us and you got a bunch of other people on there, and it's going to be a good weekend, so get down there.
Of course, Manic's on there as well, a bit of a Welsh, bit Welsh,
and the Manics are on there, yeah, they're on the same day as Liam, aren't they? So I'm looking forward to that, mate, because it's going to be, you know, and it's in Chelmsford, which is always a good town to everybody comes down from London, they all get a big giddy, don't they? So it should be a good weekend.
Nah, superb stuff, Kelly. Right, well, you okay to hang around just a little bit longer?
Yes, mate.
That's a relief.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio. Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So you might have heard, tonight it's the first ever Global Awards. Right now, the stars of music, news and entertainment are arriving at London's Eventim Apollo for the awards show, and I'll have you covered with all the backstage chat all night. We're expecting some huge names, and of course the Kasabian boys will be performing live. I can tell you Radio X's wonderful, gorgeous, handsome, pouting Dan O'Connell is on the blue carpet right now. So in true showbiz style, let's give this a go. Dan O'Connell, can you hear me?
Hello, mate. That was a lovely intro. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Who are you wearing, Dan?
Let me tell you, I look fabulous in jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh my God, you look so good for the red carpet. It's a blue carpet tonight, though,
Dan. It's a blue carpet. That's right. The blue carpet is obviously because the global logo is blue.
That's clever.
And there you go.
Yeah. Now, Dan, there are people making precarious journeys around the country tonight. There are people nestled up at home listening to the radio. Please, can you paint a picture of the scene down there? Give us a sense of the mood, the smell in the air, other than Johnny's Fahrenheit or Dupe or whatever he's wearing tonight.
Okay, well, the awards are about to start in the next 5 minutes or so. So people have been arriving for the last couple of hours and walking the blue carpet. Liam Gallagher turned up earlier on and didn't speak to anybody. He said no press as he walked in, so we couldn't speak to him.
Right.
I'm quite interested though, because he is up for best artist. And he's in the same category as Ed Sheeran and Liam Payne. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins that one.
Yeah, it could be a bit lively later on, I'd imagine.
Right, exactly, yeah.
With Edward Sheeran in the same room as Liam.
And Andrew Bocelli is here representing Classic FM. Now, he's got such a huge entourage, a couple of dressing rooms down. Honestly, it's massive. But he's been warming up for about an hour and a half. Now, honestly, it reminded me of you, because I know that you've got to do vocal warm-ups now. And you spend about, well, you only do 30 minutes before the show. But he's been doing an hour and a half, and I've basically had my own private Andrea Bocelli gig for the last hour and a half, which has been incredible. So he's got a couple of special moments lined up.
Excellent, excellent. Placido Domingo does say that you should do at least an hour for Radio X, but yeah, you're right, you're right. It's good to hear that he's doing well down there.
And James Bay's here to present an award tonight, and it might surprise you, but he's presenting Best Hip Hop and Grime. Here's what he had to say on the blue carpet earlier.
I'm really excited to be here and to get to present an award, and to present that one in particular, absolutely. I'm definitely a fan of that type of music, but there's a lot to it. Music is more genreless than ever, basically, so it's kind of, you know, you get all sorts of different things within what people call a genre. That, you know, you talk about hip-hop these days, it means lots of different things. You talk about grime these days, even though that's a newer sort of sound, it means different things. So it will be exciting to see what's up tonight.
James Bay there. I love his new track, Wild Love, and I can't wait to hear the new album. The lads from Blossoms are here too, and they explained it's an exciting day for the band.
We've got a new single out today, so I think the all-round vibe with the band is good, do you know what I mean? We're excited about that.
It's weird though, it's been one of them nights, you know, cause just dropped a single, not dropped a single for ages. It's like, let me checking our phones every 10 minutes, aren't we? So everything's like going well.
Yeah, see what the feedback is on the tunes. But, no, we like stuff like this, do you know what I mean? So we've not been to loads, so it's an experience, isn't it?
Let's get invited.
Well, there you go. New music from Stockport's finest.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dan. It's almost like we planned it. I will be playing that song on the evening show later on. Blossoms dropped in here just before they got over to Hammersmith for a quick chat with you. So you can hear that a little later on the evening show, Dan O'Connell.
Gordon, I know you're a massive fan, so I want to play this little clip just at the end here, because, like I said, I know you're a big fan. Big Shaq is here.
I don't know. Do you know what? I've got a very busy one tomorrow, so we'll wait and see how it goes. Jim, I'll be sipping on H2O, that good water.
He's going to be sticking to the water.
Ah.
So no partying. Rest of the night. Okay, let's face it. We're all about the best indie category on Radio X. Kasabian, Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher, Florence and Blossoms up for that award tonight. We know Liam Gallagher's here. We know Kasabian are here. They're set to perform later on. It's a tough one to call. Blossoms are here too, obviously. We don't know if Florence or Noel are coming yet, but it's exciting because that's a really tough category to call. Yeah. Coldplay up for best group as well tonight. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Liam Gallagher up for best artist tonight against Liam Payne and Mr. Ed Sheeran. So I guess we'll start finding out in the next sort of 5-10 minutes who's won what tonight.
Well, top man Dan, be very careful down there. Just go easy on the old champagne and watch out with those vol-au-vents, right? Be careful with them.
All right, mate. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
One of my favourite bands the last few years, probably my favourite, but we'll see what happens here, are in the studio tonight. Joe Donovan, Charlie Salt, the Enigma that is Josh Dewhurst, Tom Ogden and Miles Kelly. The boys from Blossoms are here.
Hey, welcome. Hey,
surnames and everything.
I was going to say, nailed it then.
Now, gentlemen, I believe that there's been some trouble amongst the five of you leading up to this very important interview, and it's a miracle that, in fact, all five of you are here tonight. So I don't know who wants to explain, but I believe it's been a tricky time.
Do you know what? I put that out and I honestly thought people were going to realise it was a joke, but everyone thought it was serious.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
A lot of people did.
A fair amount.
I should explain, perhaps, before we go any further, that there is a mockumentary created by Blossoms that's out at the moment. 6 minute long version. I had a really tough week last week, and it really cheered me up. Watching Joe Donovan serve an ice cream.
I absolutely loved it. A proper buzz. That was quite
And the name of your company is the Cone Rose.
Which Josh came up with.
So what's the inspiration for it then? Why did you decide to do the mockumentary?
I think it was Charlie's idea. No, the mockumentary was Tom's.
My idea!
Sat there and it was like we'd finished the record and we obviously knew we had some time off and was like we didn't just want to release a single, we wanted to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And we've always been into making like daft videos and stuff like that, and then you've got this modern age of like 1975 and Taylor Swift like disappearing online.
Yeah.
So I was like, our way of doing it is just take the mickey out of it, innit, I suppose. Just thought, yeah, we'll just do a mockumentary as if it's like office tongue in cheek, like the band are doing really mundane silly things with the time off, and to show each like personality of each of us in the band, because I think we're all about that kind of stuff, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, an album that goes to number one, there's a chance that you could disappear up your own backsides. I think you poke fun at that
exactly,
point, don't
yeah.
you? You know,
don't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah. I think it seems to go down really well. People liked it.
It shines a light on some pretty big scandals as well. That the mayor of Stockport, I
think. Yeah, no, yeah, it actually is.
She's phenomenal. Up for
Oscar winning
for worst acting. She'll admit that.
Did she command a big fee, Tom?
Linda. No, she just wanted a bit of mine and Joe's time to have a brew, didn't she?
Yeah, it was
to
brew.
Have a natter.
I thought
she's
it was
lovely.
Fantastic.
Really, really local, nice.
Genuinely think there's more in this for you.
Great brew at the town hall, isn't it?
Yeah, we just
fancy a brew. What?
You having a brew? What?
I got bladdered last time I was in there. They offered us a beer because we went in there and they're like, do you want a beer? Yeah, and I just kept nailing beers.
Like 11 in the morning, wasn't it?
It's a political scandal.
Well, I was just like, it's like you're in the mayor's chambers. You've got to have a beer there.
Quite right. Now, you're here for another reason other than this mockumentary. We've got a new song to play for the first time on Radio X. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it first? Charlie, maybe do you want to take the lead on this and explain a bit about the song and then introduce it for us?
I think it's personally one of the best songs Tom's ever written. It's a melodic intro into the second album, perfect pop songwriting.
James said it's exploding. He would just describe the tune as like, you know, with like the melody and do you know what I mean?
That's James.
Someone said it was a window into the new album. I said the other day it's more of a skylight into the starry night of the new album, because a lot of it's quite dark. And but it's a very good track. It's reminiscent of the Style Council.
Yeah,
we said it's like Style Council meets The Cure. Yeah. But ultimately, it sounds like
what a combination.
Blossoms, yeah.
And you know, we should say, Miles, as well, that we mention this every time we see you, about your growing deck, you know, your growing setup for your keyboards. There's potential with this song for you to really go to town. Another tier, maybe, of keyboards for this.
Yeah, I was thinking gold.
Gold. Oh, don't you? I've got a gold kit coming for this tour. And Miles found out. Because every time I get something, he tries and copy it. Now he's like, I want gold stands. I'm like, don't copy me again.
We might have to, though. It might clash. Gold and silver's quite 90s, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I can't do anything this band on my own anymore.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Blossoms are still here. Miles, Tom, Josh, Charlie and Joe. Joe sweating more and more as this interview goes on because he's overcooked it on a night out. Joe.
Yeah.
No, it was the... we had DJ set. In Manchester.
What are you going to do in those circumstances?
I know, exactly. So I was obviously the DJ set, that's us asking for it, innit? I was like, I'm not going to drink at the DJ set. Obviously, fast forward, me and Tom singing Foreigner in the taxi on the way home.
What
thinking,
else would you say?
Well, that's what I mean. I was thinking, this is not going good now.
Yeah.
Then all our mates were going down early on the train at 9:30 in the morning. So I got on that with them, and then he was just like drinking straight away. Like, what's happening?
Are you all right to stick around a little bit longer, lads?
Yeah.
That's a relief. That is a relief. More from Blossoms in just a second.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Kelly Jones is still on the phone right now. Kelly, where are you right now? Can you just set the scene? I think you're on your way to Nottingham, are you?
I am in the dressing room in Nottingham. It's snowing outside.
We just did our sound check, and I think 10 tons are on the stage sound check, and they opened up for us, which I believe is George Ezra's brother.
Yeah, that's right.
So there, we're giving them the opening slot. We always try to take a band on their first record out with us every time we can. And this is kind of, I think somebody said to us today, this is our 11th arena tour, so it's going to be rocking it. Yeah, looking forward to it.
A lot of anniversaries, aren't there? 10th album, 20 years since the first album.
I know.
It's great, 11th.
I know. It's a good job they're all even numbers, we can remember them. Jamie's lying on the couch opposite me, and as you, I know you're obsessed with his wardrobe today, he's got a Jared Leto kind of tracksuit on head to toe.
I worry about that boy. I really, really do. I suppose it's not quite 9 o'clock yet when he puts the leather shorts on for the show.
He hasn't got the leather shorts on yet. They're coming later.
So listen, Kelly, tell me a little bit about the future here as well, right? Because you've got a massive stadium shows to do this summer. Have you cast a thought at all about what happens beyond that? Because I know I've got to ask you this, right? When you see Liam doing his solo thing, you see Noel doing his solo thing. At any point, when we see you doing your own Neil Young, you know, getting off and doing your thing on your own.
No, I mean, we're doing the big shows in the summer, and that takes us up to about September, then we finish up in America, so that will be about 18 months out. I've got no really interest in it, to be honest. So, you know, I've always been into the banner of what Stereophonics stands for and what we do within that. You know, the people who've been following that for 20 years, like I say, there's loads of new people come on board. You know, I'd probably be more successful as Stereophonics than I would be as Kelly Jones, so I've got no real urge to do any of that, really. You know, we are a band that actually like each other, so we get drunk together and we play shows together, so I couldn't think of anything worse than sitting in the dressing room with just me and a bloke that carries my bags, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, I do have one last question for you, though, Kelly, right? Paul Weller, Ronnie Wood, Liam, I'm trying to think of all the other guys in the competition to see who can have the most children. Roger Daltrey. It's just as well you're out on the road, because you must be catching up. You know, you've got a bit of work to do, but you've got age on your side.
I have. I got three. Adam's got four.
Yeah.
Tony's got four. Roger's got about 10, though, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Weller's on about 7 now, isn't he? Well, I am the youngest of all. I'm not, so we'll see. You never know. Give me a shout in 10 years. See how many I've got in the can.
It's quite a competition. Now, Kelly, listen, it's brilliant to speak to you. All the best in Nottingham tonight, and be safe from the beast in the east, yeah?
I will, mate. Thank you very much.
Have a good one. Send my love to Jamie. See you later on, man.
I will. Take care, good. All the best.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So every Monday night we have a little delve deeper into an album we love here at Radio X in Classic Album Chat. Tonight, Kasabian and West Rider Popper Lunatic Asylum, which is really difficult to say, so I'm pleased I haven't got it wrong yet. Their third album, released on the 5th of June 2009. I'd imagine there are a lot of Kasabian fans listening tonight who can't quite believe that's 9 years ago now. It was the first Kasabian album without Chris Karloff, so he was one of the chief songwriters alongside Serge Bizorno, and that was Serge really taking the reins for the first time, taking total control. Number one in the UK, of course, Mercury nominated, and has since gone twice platinum, which is impressive stuff, well over 600,000 sales. Tracks included Fast Fuse, Underdog, Vlad the Impaler, Where Did All the Love Go, Thick as Thieves, Swarfika, and of course Fire. Amazing. If you think about it, Kasabian always used to get frustrated that people didn't see the sense of humour they had in their track title. So Clubfoot, Apnea, It Was There Again, and Vlad the Impaler, and Swarfiga, of course. All the prog grooves and synths of the first two records, but with real swagger and tighter, tauter guitars. The whole thing's a little bit darker than before. There's a great quote in The Guardian, and it said it was demented in a good way, barmy and beautiful, and the NME called it a shambling, splattered, enduring mess, but of course, in a good way. Serge has called the album a soundtrack to an imaginary film, and of course, he was obsessed with film soundtracks around that time. Each track was meant to represent a different inmate inside the fictional West Rider pop art lunatic asylum. There are some quieter songs alongside the big usual Kasabian festival tear-ups. Nice quote from The Guardian, another one where they said, well, Kasabian's amps go up to 11, they can also sound really good when they're turned down to 4. If you remember the band duetted with a famous actress at the time, Rosario Dawson, I remember a spectacularly bad, say bad, naughty night at Isle of Wight Festival, Anna Friel and Rosario Dawson hanging around the band. So it was kind of that moment where they really made it big and a lot of people were interested in them. Noel Fielding as well joining the firm at that point and appearing on stage for Vlad the Impaler. Fast Fuse was released as a bootleg single before the album came out. We played it a lot on this station and it got a real cult following despite never really being a proper single.
Tom Meehan said that Fast Fuse, I think this is a perfect description of the song and their music at the time, Tarantino's take on the 21st century. There are a lot of angry men out there, and Serge's lyrics show what they're saying. Vlad the Impaler, of course, Noel Fielding as Vlad, again, tongue firmly in cheek, showing their sense of humour, and it was directed by the brilliant comedian Richard Ayoade. Underdog is one of the most played songs at sports grounds, as everybody knows. They are the kings of the montage. Peterborough, Colchester United, loads of clubs around the country. And, of course, the wizard from Leicester, Mark Selby, snooker player. He uses it as his walk-on tune. So I'm going to play you two tracks now from that brilliant album, Kasabian's Third, West Rider, Pauper Lunatic Asylum. First time I stumbled over it, and I had some amazing nights out to this at the time. First up, Where Did All the Love Go?, followed by The Epic Fire.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
X.
This is your Monday Night Evening Show here on Radio X, and the classic album chart tonight was all about West Rider, Pop Art, Lunatic Asylum. Nearly 9 years old. We just had a great text about it as well from Jack Hargreaves. West Rider, Pop Art, Lunatic Asylum is one of the CDs in my works van. I'm on emergency call out. If you play Little Mix, the radio goes off and the CD goes on. The emergency CD goes on. No better than that one. Thinking back to around that time, I knocked about them quite a bit, and that album really felt like the moment when Kasabian were propelled to headliner status. From that day on, when that came out, they then became, oh, what a canon of songs to play in a festival set. Superb stuff, especially Fire. Serge really did flirt a lot around that time with hip hop, so the album at one point could have taken a very different twist, but in the end he stuck to his indie roots. I went to New York with him around that time as well for the mastering session. I remember Dan the Automator hanging around, who's a brilliant producer, giving Serge some advice on the production that he was working on in the future, and some massive nights out around there as well. So where Did All the Love Go? That was the second single, and according to Serge, that video was inspired by French Cabaret. And then I played you Fire, the comeback single. It was huge, debuted at number 3 in the charts. It's Leicester City's gold music, of course it is. And if you've seen the video, it's brilliant. Bank robbery gone wrong, guitars instead of firearms. And at the end of the video, Serge throws the stolen goods against the wall, and you can see all they've stolen is sheet music, which is fantastic. I think they were a wee bit wound up about being seen as hooligans, quite boisterous at the time, so there is quite a sensitive side to that album. Where Did All the Love Go? Really is an example of that. The album title came from the West Riding Pauper Lunatic Asylum, which was a group of mental institutions in West Yorkshire around the 1880s. And Serge said that the choice of album title was about the place. He said he first heard about it on a TV documentary, and the words just struck him. I love the way it looked and the feeling it evokes. Apparently it was one of the first asylums for the poor. Before that, it was mainly rich people who got treatment. So there you go, a bit of history behind it. And what a classic album. That was this week's classic album. I'll have another one for you next Monday.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Blossoms are here. New album on the way, gentlemen. Now, Charlie, you said it's the first single gives you a look through the skylight of this album.
As opposed to the window.
Correct.
And might I add, or it's indeed, a Velux skylight as well.
Very good. Or indeed, yeah, the trap door. The trap should door. Be a different look into the depths of the soul of
if
Blossoms.
If it is a flop.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Would you like to tell us a little bit more about the album, Tom? Perhaps you could take this one.
Yeah. I think it's more of like an accomplished body of songs, and yeah, it sounds more like a whole album, whereas the first one was like singles built up for over like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? From like Blow to Getaway, mm-hmm, got the evolution, whereas this one kind of follows on from them songs like Charlemagne and Honey Sweet and Getaway.
Yeah.
A lot of them were, the songs were written on a keyboard as opposed to a guitar.
Brilliant.
Which I suppose gets you into a different corner. And we got ourselves a few new keyboards going into writing. So, well, yeah, for me really, to write.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because and do a little bit of tinkling.
And working with the brilliant genius that is James Skelly as well.
Exactly, yeah. Well, he was, yeah, the one who would suggest, like, because it's always good to have a new bit of kit to help, like, yeah, get you into a different place to write songs, I suppose. And he suggested these specific keyboards, yeah, which the songs that were, like, soundtracks to, like, them, like, big 80s gang films and,
yeah,
like, Strange Things and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? I think, yeah, we're kind of like that as a band, and we knew we wanted that to reflect in the songs, like, very soundtracky,
yeah, it's
and it's a lot more upbeat, this album.
Yeah.
We consciously did that with the songs because we wanted to take the live set up a level, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, just we're always looking forward, how we can improve.
We ask all the bands who come in about their worst gig, never mind these amazing gigs that you've played, you know, huge outdoor arenas and all that kind of stuff. What's the one that sends shiver down your spine when you think
about it? It's always yours, isn't it, Joe?
I got PJ Malloy's.
Yeah, no, very well.
My monitor cut out and I started like half a bar. It was
like a really fast bit of the tune, then it was just all wrong, wasn't it?
Oh, it was honestly.
A photo after, and all of us.
Yeah, there's a photo. Right. You're like, someone had to take a photo after giving your face on it.
I'm sympathetic Scottish crowd for you, Joe.
Oh, well, Joe, you know, one of them. It was one of them where it was like. Easy, it was like just a big mess up. And when the drummer messes up, it's like.
There wasn't that many people, there's about 12 people.
Yeah, there was, but I just remember being like. Oh my! And what made it worse was it was my monitor. I still to this day say it was. Everyone's like, "Why did you mess up?" I was like, it wasn't me. Do you know what I mean? I played that tune loads, but then the next night I messed it up again, and my monitor was fine. Just in my head then. And every time I played that tune, I was like, "Oh, yeah, I hated it." And I've still got little tunes like that now. Do you know when you mess up one gig and like when it comes up and you come up to it in the set, you're like, "Oh god!"
At least there was only three people there to witness it.
I know, yeah.
Is there one that you'd like to get your own back on your management for booking? You know, you end up in a caravan in a field in Kent somewhere. This is your chance.
Well, we didn't. There's a few, isn't there? But I think they make you who you are. So I won't change any of them.
Just to finish off, thinking ahead, right? You've done a mockumentary now, number one album. You've played some fantastic gigs. What's the one thing that's on the list for Blossoms that you'd love to achieve in the next year or so?
Private train.
That's
we heard Adele had a private train one time.
Yeah, screw the planes. Private train is my scene.
Yeah, it's well cooler, isn't it? Yeah. Private train. It's like next level.
Yeah, Europe's opened up as well. Well, it might not be much longer.
Well, yeah.
That's how Josh feels about that.
I think
keep building,
keep growing the fan base and keep playing bigger shows and enjoy it and have a laugh. Keep making more.
Longevity is the ultimate thing, isn't it? Just to be around for a substantial amount of time.
Yeah definitely.
And to remain friends. By many. Exactly. Remain friends,
Carrie. I mean, that's on the ropes already. Isn't
well,
it?
That's why I mentioned it. You know, what's that lovely line in the mockumentary about big egos and small bodies?
Yeah, definitely. Brilliant.
And it's lovely to see you again, boys. It's a pleasure to see you. I can't wait to see what's happening this year as well. Miles, Tom, Josh, Charlie Salt, and Joe. It's a pleasure to see you. Blossoms back with a new album, an amazing new single. Lots to come from them this year.
Many thanks.
Cheers.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Primal Scream on the Evening Show, a great Scottish band with a long and illustrious gig history. Speaking of amazing Scream gigs, one that really lives long in the memory for Scream fans was their gig at Princes Street Gardens for Hogmanay in 2012. Well, I say it lives long in the memory, a lot of people won't remember it at all. But speaking of the incredible live venue, slap bang in the middle of Scotland's capital. Excuse me, here is a show Kasabian fans should be on the hunt for. This will be incredible. The Leicester Lads have been confirmed for Summer Sessions 2018, and those gigs happen in the shadow of Edinburgh Castle, just off Prince's Street. You've probably gone past it if ever you visited Edinburgh. It really is a special venue. The gig is on during Edinburgh's world famous Fringe Festival, which is on between the 6th and the 18th of August. It will be really special. Tickets are on sale now. Other artists on the bill include Rag & Bone Man, Sir Tom Jones is on there as well, so it's shaping up to be a pretty special festival. So Kasabian, Princes Street Gardens, reminds me of probably one of the wildest nights I've ever had out in Hogmanay, 2008, I think it was. Put it this way, I got a French polishing bill for £500 the following week for damage to a desk in the posh hotel we had a party in. Worth every penny, I'd like to add.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
After a lot of effort, we've finally pinned down a Scotsman I've wanted on the show for a long, long time, Mr. Lewis Capaldi. Hello, Lewis.
Hello, I'm here.
It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Got a confession, right? Beyond about 1:30 every night when I've had a drink, Lewis Capaldi's fade goes on and I get a little bit...
A wee cry.
A wee cry.
Can't beat it.
That's
what. Thank you very much, mate. Cheers. That's what I specialise in. Making grown men cry.
Well, you've got a market there. You've definitely caught it. Well, Lewis, you know what? I'm thrilled to have you on because it's been a long time coming. I've been following your career very closely. It's the first time we've had you on Radio X. So I thought maybe tonight we could get to know you a little bit, right? Cool. So I'm going to go for what is known as the Piers Morgan classic tabloid interview, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm in there.
Right, so first of all, when was the last time you cried?
Listening to Fade, drinking with me.
Listen, that's it. Aye, the other week, me and you in the pub. No, I don't know.
It's a deeply personal question.
2 months ago,
maybe
or
should have started with
no,
that.
No, start with that one. Let's open up these wounds that I've been trying to bury deep down. Maybe like 2 weeks ago or something. Aye, I don't know. I cry quite a wee bit.
You're comfortable.
I like watching films, and I like crying, like having a good.
Aye.
Aye.
It's good to get it out, isn't it?
Aye, I just squeeze it. Sometimes if my mum makes a rubbish dinner, I'll just squeeze it.
A petulant cry.
I'll just do that. Like if we're no having fajitas, yeah. I'll be gutty.
So this is another one that could expose you quite spectacularly. What was, and don't try and tell me a wee fib here, Lewis. Right, what was the first CD you bought?
Right, this is it. Right, honestly, first CD I bought was cool because I bought a Bob Dylan CD.
Oh, now that's too cool.
It was like a Dylan compilation album. It was red and it just had Dylan and black letters across the front. But I never bought it because I was a fan of Bob Dylan. I bought it because I was like, oh, people will think I'm really cool if I buy this Bob Dylan record.
Now listen, this is an important one for a Scotsman, and there have been some controversy around this recently. What is your hangover cure?
Oh, I don't have one. I just suffer.
You do?
There's no point. I've tried everything.
Yeah.
And I just think what works best for me is sitting in silence in my room with the window open,
yeah,
with my new single Rush available to stream on all major streaming services now, playing in the background.
We will come to that in just a second. We love to hear about amazing gigs and moments that you've played those spine tingling songs and people have reacted, and you can see those shared experiences in front of you, the whites of people's eyes, all of that stuff. But what was the worst gig you've played?
Oh.
And one that really makes you just wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh, easy. That's first time I ever supported Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
I did a standalone show with him, and so we hired an amp and one guitar, this electric, and it was just awful. It just kept going out of tune. The amp wasn't working. It was just the worst gig of my life. But it was like one of those ones where in the middle of it, I was turning around to look at the side of the stage at my manager. 3 songs in, he was there. 4th song, he was gone. I'm out. And he's like, I can't stand this.
And then you went home and cried in your room.
Aye, totally. Radio. Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. You can almost see it in your eyes, right, that you are having the time of your life, aren't you?
I am enjoying it. I'm drinking a lot of alcohol.
Good.
I'm eating a lot of food.
But be sensible with that.
Drink responsibly and that. But I've had an amazing time, man. Like, yeah. For me, playing live is like my main sort of. That's where I started playing music, and to be able to go to these. I've been here like Hong Kong and like all over America and stuff, and just seeing people sing the songs back to me. That's amazing. But I'm not getting very cultured, I don't think, quite yet. But I think that's just acclimatising to getting off the plane, doing a show, and then having the energy to go look at stuff. Do you know what I mean? I mean, in Hong Kong, I had a very nice time.
Right.
But
I get the feeling there may be another story in that.
Yeah, well, that's another story for another time. But I had a very good time in Hong Kong and that, and but I think it's for me, it's just about not taking it all too seriously.
Now, I'm writing a really silly book, Lewis, right, called Slash Gordon, which is a terrible pun, but the whole point of it is awkward encounters in bathrooms with famous people, right? Do you have a Slash Gordon that I can add to the book, please?
I was peeing in Soho House in Berlin, and Marcus Mumford was stood next to me.
Right.
I was just too scared to say anything.
Did you end of
the story there. That's quite the yarn I've spun there for you.
I was expecting a little anecdote about Rag and Bone Man on tour, because he definitely cast a shadow. He's a big fella.
I mean, if we were in the toilet at the same time, I'm pretty sure I'd know all about it. I mean, that man is a presence.
At least, can you tell me, just give us a little sense of what's coming up this year? Because I've seen some of the festival dates that have been announced. You're doing Rise, and you're going to be doing Transmit, a homecoming gig, which already is getting me quite excited, the prospect of seeing you on home turf.
I'm buzzing, man. It'll be good. Transmit as well, because it's like a main stage thing.
Yeah.
And I got to be part of like that last year on the smaller stage, and it feels good to kind of be part of the genesis of something. That's what it feels like, anyway.
Yeah. One personal request, I'd love it if you did Iron Sky and Paolo could do Fade at some point. That'd be interesting.
If you're listening, Paolo, and you want to maybe put it up on Twitter or something, and maybe put the link to the original in the description, That'd be lovely.
Such a pleasure to have you in.
Sick,
you
man.
Know, this is the first of many, hopefully, and we need to get out and have a carry on together.
Nice one. Thank you very much.
The outstanding Lewis Capaldi. You will be hearing an awful lot from this man. What a talent he is. Great to have him in the studio. This is the Evening Show on Radio X, and I'm Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Let's talk about the Rolling Stones. There is absolutely no sign of the Stones slowing down at any stage soon. Mick, Keith, Ronnie and Charlie have just announced their first stadium dates for 4 years in the UK. So before we go any further, here are the dates on the Rolling Stones No Filter UK tour. 22nd of May, the London Stadiums. That'll be pretty special. 5th of June, Manchester Old Trafford. First time they've played there. Then on the 9th of June, up at Murrayfield in Edinburgh. Then Cardiff Principality on the 15th of June. Finishing off back in London on the 19th at Twickenham, where I saw them playing about 10 years ago. I think it was Bigger Licks that tour was called. It was outstanding, fantastic. The last time they played the UK was at their iconic performance at Glastonbury, of course, Pyramid Stage. That was 2013, and they also sold out two nights at London's Hyde Park, which was exactly 44 years since they played there for free and caused all sorts of trouble. I went to one of those gigs at Hyde Park about 4 years ago, and it was an incredible night. So guitarist, the good old guitarist Keith Richards said, and I love this, "Such a joy to play with this band. There's no stopping us. We're only just getting started, really." Good man, Keith. He was on holiday with Noel Gallagher in the summer, and apparently they had 7 days on the sauce. Still going strong. Drummer Charlie said as well, "The Stones audience is the glue that keeps us together. The best and most satisfying moment is when you're reaching the end of the show and they're all going nuts." While Charlie looks exactly the same, hasn't broken sweat, still keeping it calm. That's what he does. And Ronnie said, Ronnie Wood, "When I look out at the sea of people when we play, all I can see is smiles. It's heartwarming. I'm glad we make people happy. Music makes me happy and it makes them happy. It's infectious." Well said, Ronnie. But could this be the last time you see the Rolling Stones at a stadium tour in the UK? It's got to be getting towards that time, hasn't it? Who knows? So tickets go on sale for that tour. It is, of course, the No Filter UK tour. Sounds like something you have to go and see. Tickets on sale on Friday. Best luck if you want to buy it.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Thanks very much for listening to the Evening Show podcast. It would mean the world if you left a little review, told all your friends, and maybe even sent in a letter in the post to tell me you'd done that. I'll be back with another Evening Show podcast next week.
Radio X.